This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
We'll start with Babe Ruth, the Sultan of SWAT. Apparently, home runs wasn't the only thing he was knocking down during his playing days. He secretly penned a handwritten letter to his mistress almost 100 years ago. That letter has now been sold to an undisclosed buyer for over $200,000 by SCP Auctions. The letter was discovered a few years ago in the scrapbook of Nell Wilson, the alleged mistress, on the side.
Uh-huh.
I will read you the letter now.
Please do.
My dearest Nell, I fear my wife has more than suspicion, having been called a cake-eating drugstore cowboy at supper last night. A supper served with a cold shoulder and a hot tongue.
Uh-oh.
It became all too apparent she had followed me to Arthur's on Wednesday and now demands to know who the flapper with the gam slopping down the guzzle water is.
Man.
All right, that's not what it says. It
seems a little weird.
It says, "Dear Nell, sorry, but my wife jumped over me without me knowing it. This is the first time she ever did. She is watching me, so don't get mad. I will see you Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
The club is also watching. I will only be able to see you all night. I will only be able to see you all night if you stop at the Adeline Hotel."
Oh, my.
And then he wrote, "And don't call me up." So don't, it's like Tiger,
take your name off the phone.
Yes, yeah. So the Sultan of SWAT, whatever you want to call him
exactly.
One way or the other, he's knocking it down, the Babe Ruth.
Pretty tough.
One of your favorites, O.J. Simpson, back in the news.
Oh.
He had a defamation suit with a Vegas hotel, you might remember, back in 2017. The Cosmopolitan claimed that he was drunk on the property, and there was an incident in which he broke a glass and was escorted out of there.
Mm-hmm.
He denied the allegations and then sued for defamation of character. However, the judge ruled that at this point, nothing can be damning to your character, OJ, so you can't sue.
Right.
But apparently he was still trying, and now the two sides have somehow settled this. So the Cosmopolitan doesn't want O.J. talking about this anymore, but that doesn't stop him from talking about it because TMZ caught up to O.J. in a parking garage, and they said, "Hey, what's going on with that whole thing?"
"I'm going to say something because it ain't right, man. Some things ain't right. You know, nothing happened at the Cosmo. And if the legitimate media would pay any attention and take any time to double-check any stories instead of running with these stories by these tabloid stations, it's a complete lie. They just totally lied to everybody."
Yeah, totally lie to everybody.
Is Juice in the basement of the building as we speak?
He's in a parking garage.
Getting ready to make his way up the back staircase and who's ever working the front desk.
He wants you to know that the hotel's on board now. Nothing happened.
The hotel has made it clear that the story that you saw on that tabloid show was wrong, was inaccurate. Not only that, the parole guys. Now, these poor guys... You know, I was in prison. I saw guys come and go. I know these guys have got to be overworked. These guys had to come and talk to me, had to go to the hotel, and what did they find out? The story was totally bogus.
Yeah, the parole board found nothing.
The parole board had to go investigate
OJ
needed
nothing.
To go back to jail.
And the hotel apparently told the parole board at the time what happened, and it wasn't enough to throw him back
Didn't rise to the level.
Nope, and OJ also wants you to know one more thing, Rick, and you've said this for years. He's a nice guy.
"I'm always nice to everybody. You can't find one person in this town, in any restaurant, a bar, wherever I've been, they don't say I'm patient and I'm courteous and take pictures with everybody."
Yeah, that's what you've been saying for
years.
Yeah.
I have.
Love the
I've
juice.
Been, hey, man.
You love the
Go
juice.
Easy on OJ. You know, he got a raw deal.
You know, I have a photograph of me and OJ.
Do you?
Yes, he was here in town for one of the Bruce Smith celebrity softball games.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was working as the clubhouse guy at Harbor Park. So I walked out onto the field, and I asked him if I could get a picture. And I kid you not, I can dig up the photo. I got it somewhere in the house.
Right.
Who does this? Now, he's a big guy, but he's not that much taller than me, but he's a big guy.
Okay.
And in the photograph, I kid you not, he's got two fingers wrapped around my neck.
Really?
Who puts two fingers on another person's neck for a photograph?
I'm just checking you for a pulse, man.
Yeah, apparently so. The juice.
I'll trade you your OJ picture for my Jared from Subway picture.
Yeah, that's... No. No, I won't.
I'd rather be with a murderer
than a pedophile.
Yeah,
I mean, they're both horrible people.
They are horrible.
They're terrible people. You know, and occasionally somebody will be like, why are you playing an O.J. soundbite? You should never mention him. Dude, I'm doing sports and entertainment. We're making fun of the guy. We don't like the guy. We think he's a murderer. And we're pointing out the hypocrisy of him talking about what a nice guy he is.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, come on, please. Yeah. One guy who is a great guy, Tom Brady, he was on Good Morning America yesterday. And during the interview, he was asked by Michael Strahan, you know, why are you doing it? You have nothing left to prove. And he doesn't. And he knows it. He admitted that he has nothing left to prove in the NFL. But he's going to keep playing.
Like, I still want to play. You know, I got like a little sickness in me that just wants to throw a freaking spiral. You know what I mean? Also about football, once you stop, you can't go back and do it. I got some more football in me. Not a lot. And I know that. But what I got left, I'm going to give everything I got.
He's going to keep on playing. Jonathan India is a player for the Cincinnati Reds. And yesterday against the Pirates, a pitcher by the name of Chad Kuhl lost control of a fastball and plunked him in the head. 94 miles an hour.
Off and in, got him in the head. Oh, no. Immediately, athletic training helped to the circle. Thank goodness, India to his feet. And Kuhl certainly didn't intend that.
Yeah, Kuhl was on his knees longer than that guy was down. The pitcher felt horribly bad because you never want to hit somebody in the head.
No.
And it clearly got away from him, and it was a fast pitch. Fortunately, this player jumped up, talked to the trainer, and eventually walked down the first, stayed in the game.
Wow.
And the Reds won it 11-4 over the Pirates. The Braves took both ends of a double dip against the Nationals 7-6, 2-0 in the nightcap. The Orioles beat the Yankees in 11-4-3. Red Sox have now won three in a row after losing three in a row to start the season, so they're even Steven. They beat the Rays yesterday to complete the sweep 9-2 at Fenway. Phillies over the Mets 8-2. The NHL, they had done so well with COVID. You barely hear anything about any player in the NHL having COVID, but then at the start of this season, if you remember, the Dallas Stars, they had an issue, and they started playing a little bit later because they had some guys with COVID. Well, now the entire Vancouver Canucks team has COVID. 25 players and coaches have tested positive, so don't expect to see the Canucks in action anytime soon.
Whoops.
Kevin Durant, who had missed 23 games with a hamstring strain for the Nets, and that's not all he missed. He's only played 19 of the Nets' first 51 games, was back in action last night, played 19 minutes, 5-for-5 from the field and 5-for-5 from the free throw line, scored 17 points in 19 minutes in a blowout win against the Pelicans. In other action, the Rockets somehow beat the Mavericks, which I did not see coming. The Nuggets over the Spurs in the battle of two good teams in the West, two really good teams. The Phoenix Suns beat the Utah Jazz. Wizards over the Magic. Celtics knocked off the Knicks by 2. And now it's time for
This Day in Sports History.
This is really cool. I remember this day.
Yeah.
This day in 1989, April 8th, 1989, a one-handed pitcher by the name Jim Abbott debuted for the Angels. He only lasted 4 2/3 innings. And now you might say, how is a one-hand? Well, he has an arm. He's missing a hand. He was born with only one hand.
Right.
He was born with a left hand.
Yep.
So how this guy would pitch is he would have the glove perched on his right hand, his baseball glove just perched,
because
he has no hand. So it's on the basically the nub, if you will.
Yeah, if you will, right.
And then he would throw the ball, and as soon as he would release the ball, he would grab the glove, and he'd put his left hand in the glove, and he'd be ready.
Yeah.
He lasted for 10 years.
Isn't that amazing?
For 10 years. And, and not only that, but he played for several teams, and one of the teams was the Yankees. And in 1993, he did something else that very few have done.
Mayorga batting .318. And the ground ball to short. Velarde, he did it. He did it. No-hitter for Jim Abbott.
Threw a no-hitter. He didn't have a winning record over the 10 years.
Yeah.
But, geez, he had
That's
one
pretty great.
Hand. You know, talk about a crafty lefty.
Yeah, no kidding.
A very crafty lefty. Here's your fun fact. A pine tree planted in 2004 in memory of former Beatle George Harrison died after being infested by beetles. And that is sports.
Wow. The irony.
Yes.
The irony.